All right, WWIB, the Whip Wake Up Show, coming up on 14 before 6. 60 degrees. We started at, 58, I think. So, moving on up here on a Friday, June 12th. It's the birthday edition. Yeah, turning 62 today. And thanks to Keith in Owen, who chiming in on the listener line at 715-396-1670. Good morning, Mark. Happy birthday. And seems like you should play The Great Adventure this morning. That was a theme with our wedding in 98. Yeah, you know, we've had some other Stephen Curtis Chapman songs. I was thinking no better place. Maybe a lot of Stephen Curtis Chapman today. He is a little older than me, though. I will note that. But yeah, God's used him in my life in big ways, right? My wife was ready to adopt right as, you know, even by the time we were, Elena was born 21 years ago yesterday. And I was like, I need a little time. You want to adopt? And then about 17 months later, November of 2006, hearing Stephen Curtis Chapman on a Sunday morning and Focus on the Family Weekend, still in that slot, 8 to 9 weekday Sunday mornings on Web. And he was quoting John Piper that adoption is the living gospel. He was on SC Squared promoting Adoption Awareness Month. And pretty shortly thereafter, I said, all right, let's pursue this thing called adoption. It took a while till we saw Michael's picture. December of 2008, Liberia closed to adoption. And 11 years later, December of 2019, Mike and Peggy arriving back here. And he's been with us since then. So, and now we're making plans to go back to Liberia with Peggy sometime in the near future. Anyhow, Keith says, thanks again for all you do in showing us all how to love one another the way God loves us. Well, we're all a work in progress, huh? One of the best gift givers I know is Caleb Swenson, my co-host in the morning show. He's not in today, but he left a note saying, happy birthday, Halva. Hope you get it in four or less today, because he left these word-related, both love words, right? And so he left a book, Extreme Wordle Challenge, 500 puzzles to do anywhere, anytime, which is really cool. A wonderful black T-shirt that says knows words, love it. And a wonderful coffee mug here that says, it's got the word impressive on it. So thanks so much, Caleb. Very generous and thoughtful of you. All right. Well, also today in history, on June 12th, in 1923, magician Harry Houdini freed himself from a straitjacket while suspended 40 feet in the air. I'm not going to try that today. Some would want me to, but not going to try that today. Also on this day in 1939, the Baseball Hall of Fame was dedicated in Cooperstown, New York. Now, apparently, they first had the first class of the Baseball Hall of Fame was a little earlier than that. We'll get to it, but we got... Oh, I thought we had somebody on the... We almost did. I'm sorry, it looked like Randy from Stanley was calling here. So, sorry I missed your call, Randy, if you want to call back. But anyhow, you can also call the recording line at 396-1670. Thanks. But anyhow, Baseball Hall of Fame, I thought the first class was 1936, but one of the special guests on hand was none other than Babe Ruth.
You know, to me, this is just like an anniversary myself.
Yeah, kind of just a short comment from Babe Ruth, but kind of cool to hear Babe Ruth, right? This is the day in 1942 Anne Frank received her famous diary for her 13th birthday. And on this day in 1987, making reference to the wall separating Germany's East and West Berlin, President Ronald Reagan challenged Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev in an impassioned speech in the divided city with this famous line.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
And more than 2 years later, the wall came down as communism collapsed across Eastern Europe. And finally this morning, our devotion from Bob Goff's Live in Grace, Walk in Love for June 12th. The hidden cost of our faith is that everything doesn't get to be about us anymore. Matthew 6:33 says, seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. And Goff says, we live in a world pretty obsessed with celebrity. We have celebrity chefs, celebrity pastors, celebrity gymnasts, and celebrity athletes. You can be a celebrity if you eat the most hot dogs or bake the biggest cookie. It seems most of the world around us says the pinnacle of existence is to become a celebrity at something. The same dynamic plays out on social media platforms. They become a measure of our popularity and influence. The more followers, the better. We've engineered our world to amp up ourselves. But, says Bob Goff, Jesus had a way of making life about everyone else. Think about your birthday. Wow, what do you know? Just worked out that way. It's a day you get to revel in the attention. For Jesus, his birthday is an annual reminder that he came to give himself to others. He gave up the heavens to come be with us in the mess we had made. There was no day in his life when Jesus was all about himself. His concern was always the lonely and forgotten. He did incredible, new, worthy things in people's lives, and he usually whispered to them, "Tell no one." This was his plan for self-promotion. The hidden cost of our faith is that everything doesn't get to be about us anymore. Being like Jesus means giving up our comfort and security so we can widen the circle to include more people, not just the cool kids. Following Jesus means we don't get the last word anymore. We defer to others instead. The great thing about following Jesus is that we don't have to worry about self-preservation or popularity because our purpose shifts from promoting ourselves to helping other people. To whatever degree people look to you, you don't need to deflect attention. Instead, reflect your faith by skipping the curtain call and getting back in the crowd to lift up more people. If we make everything about us, it'll never be about Jesus. Today's closing question from Bob Goff: what would shift inside you if you focused more energy and perspective on pursuing God's kingdom today? What would shift inside you if you focused more energy and perspective on pursuing God's kingdom today? It's the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB, where we are family. Yes, we did have the mention of The Great Adventure, which is a fantastic song from Stephen Curtis Chapman. And I'm going to go ahead and listen to Keith this morning. That's a great idea. The Great Adventure on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWI. Well, today's Film Friday is a little bit different. You see, this week, WQRW-TV in Eau Claire aired a story on our friend Andrea Polnazic and her daughter Izzy, titled "Two Local Filmmakers Discuss Impact of New Wisconsin Film Incentive and Their Upcoming Projects." So, here is the audio of that story from QOW photojournalist Curtis Johnson.
For the first time in over a decade, filmmakers in Wisconsin have access to tax credits to make films in the state. That is allowing two Chippewa Valley filmmakers to create right here at home.
It's not only does it help financially with the tax portion, but it also, we are really going to create a climate for making films in the Chippewa Valley. We're going to create on-ramps for tourism and ways that for people to realize how much media impacts people visiting our area.
Well, I was in grad school in Los Angeles. I was in downtown doing more like immersive journalism, actually, so virtual reality or augmented reality. And as I was working in these spaces, I was like, you know, no one back home is going to see this. And I really was in this spot of watching the job market and watching Hollywood and everything's moving internationally and being like, if there's not a lot that I can do in my life, I want to make a movie. And if I'm going to make a movie, I want to make it back home. So around that time, I got connected with Action Wisconsin and I learned from Nathan Denning that there was this big incentive here. So I moved back kind of on a whim to be like, okay, I started talking about it. I was like, I'm just going to make a movie in Wisconsin. I'm really excited to bring my own perspective into the industry and then also kind of follow in my mother, who really, I think, set the tone a decade ago.
I am a really proud mom. Isabel is got such a sweet spirit and so much energy that she is driving. She's bringing a community of people together that have been desiring to be able to make film, and she's giving them a platform. And I mean, I am so impressed and proud of the work she's doing.
Andrea got her start here in filmmaking back in 2012. Making a movie called Catching Faith, filmed in Chippewa Falls, and that is where the journey began, making female-driven, faith-based films with her sister under the name The Boylan Sisters.
We're trying to actually build a franchise here in Chippewa where we are, it won't just be a one-off. We're going to make a movie a year for the next 10 years is our goal. And with that, we're going to hit all kinds of seasons. But Christmas just makes sense because we have Irvine Park, which is lit up for Christmas. We have the wagon rides that start at Liney's Lodge and go through the park.
Izzy and her production team are filming a new movie this fall, Missing Cody, filmed right here in the Chippewa Valley.
I wrote it in almost like an art imitating life thing, but it's about a bunch of kids who move back home and live in their dead parents' house, assuming it's paid off. It's not paid off. So they move in all their friends. It's like a giant frat house in the 20s.
She hopes to use a new tax incentive program for this project and many more in the future.
How do you feel this will impact the independent filmmakers here or the local creatives?
I love the question. I want to make movies in Wisconsin forever.
In Eau Claire, I'm Curtis Johnson.
Thank you, Curtis. Thank you, WQOW, Andrea and Izzy. And again, a couple of things. Andrea, obviously, we've been talking to regularly here on Fridays at this time after 6:45. Learn more about the project she's working on most immediately at ChippewaFallsMovie.com. That's all one word, ChippewaFallsMovie.com. As we talked with her last week, a young filmmaker, I told about her and her family and directed them there, ChippewaFallsMovie.com. And then yesterday I was at a Quick Trip and where they had some posters hanging. I saw a movie about a poster about Izzy's. And so I kind of clicked on that. And it's more information on Instagram about that. So Missing Cody. So at Missing Cody, I guess, on Instagram. You're in on my birthday today, Dawson. Thank you.
Yeah, and this is a little bit of a tradition, I believe.
Second year in a row.
Last year. We'll see if we can make it a trend.
Yeah, right.
Happy to get on the air with my wonderful father, celebrate his birthday.
And so I thought maybe a way to do that. We'll keep it musical. But Tim Hawkins, you know, over the years, I've said I don't laugh easily. And when I watch stand-up comics, I put myself in the place of the comic, and I think, well, how would that work?
Mm-hmm.
And so I tried it back in the day. It's hard. It's challenging. But it's fun. You've got a friend who pursues stand-up comedy.
I do.
Yeah. And so Tim Hawkins is the guy. He's been here a couple of times before. Tim, we would love to have you back to the Pablo Center. But this is a shtick. He likes to do tunes, and this one fits with turning older. I'm turning 62 today.
All right, let's get serious for a second here. It's not all fun and games. Let's just tone it down. You know, God has given me a voice and a song to sing and a stage to speak. And I don't want to take that for granted. That's why this next song is more of a public service announcement than anything else. It's a song about prevention. And guys, you get in your 40s like me, you got to take care of yourself. It's nothing to be embarrassed about. And if this song right now helps one person here tonight, then it's all worth it. Amen. You have some lovely children and a lovely wife. You have a healthy bank account and had a healthy life. But you knew the day was coming. It was always meant to be. The doctor says it's time to have a colonoscopy. Oh, colonoscopy. A wonderful procedure, as everyone can see. Your number's up, it's time to take one for the team. It's right there on the schedule, a colonoscopy. There is some preparation that you should know about. You have to drink this fluid that will surely clean you out. They take a certain instrument to look around inside. And honestly, I'll tell you, it can be a bumpy ride. Oh, colonoscopies. A wonderful procedure to help prevent disease. Stay close to a bathroom and careful when you sneeze. You can get away from colonoscopy. Not a lot of pleasure, it's not a lot of fun. But now you're turning 40, so you know it must be done. It's not an ordinary, typical exam. You lay down on the table and then, thank you, ma'am. Oh, colonoscopy. A wonderful procedure, I'm sure you will agree. You never underestimate how thorough they will be. It's time to take your medicine, colonoscopy.
We'll wake up show for a Friday morning. Dad and Dawson, thanks for coming in.
Of course. Happy to be here with you on your birthday and help fill in for Caleb as he's doing some work out at the VBS.
You know, I first said this last year when I turned 61. I don't know. Maybe I said it when I was 60. I remember saying it last year. I don't really want to be 62, but I don't want to be dead, so I'm going to opt for 62.
Hey, one's better than the other.
Yeah.
Some other things to celebrate today in conjunction with your birthday here. Some special events on the 12th.
Yeah, it is Cupcake Lovers Day. Did you have that cupcake at Hunter's graduation on Sunday?
I had the cupcake. It had a picture of his face on it.
Was it weird eating a cupcake with a picture of one of your best friend's faces?
It was a little odd. I definitely saw people sort of drawing on it with their fork or whatever to sort of draw pictures over his face.
And do I need to apologize that we did not have cupcakes with you and your face at your graduation?
I don't know that you do.
Okay.
Looks like today is
Kitchen Klutzes of America Day.
Kitchen Klutzes of America Day. It is Magic Day?
Are we looking at the same day?
I'm looking at June 12th.
Oh, you know, I was on June 13th. I was on June 13th. I was ahead.
Send the kitchen klutzes and Cupcake Day celebrations until tomorrow, please, and thank you.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
It is Crowded Nest Awareness Day.
It's Crowded Nest Awareness Day. It's Ghost in the Machine Day.
International, I don't know what that is.
It's Kachaka?
International Kachaka Day. We didn't look that one up.
We'll look into it. But as we keep going down the list, it's International Falafel Day as well.
It is. Little League Girls Baseball Day. You don't hear a lot about the Little League girls, you know. But you do hear more and more girls playing, like, flag football.
Too. Okay. Hmm? It is International Loving Day.
Uh-huh. It's, as you mentioned, Magic Day. Automotive Service Professionals Day.
It is Jerky Day today.
Marriage Day.
It is also Peanut Butter Cookie Day.
Hmm, very good. You know what? I was in that cookie judging contest at the Siri Strong fundraiser Saturday in Exland. And among the nine cookies you had to take a bite out of nine different cookies and then evaluate it in five different ways.
Mm.
Numerically, for sure, and comments were welcome.
Interesting.
So that was quite the... Yeah,
that's cool.
Sugar high at about cookie six or seven, but there was a peanut butter cookie. It's also Red Rose Day, Red Rose Day.
It is Red Rose Day. It is Superman Day. I'm jealous. You got Superman Day on your birthday.
Well, you got to say it, though.
That's true, so I got a privilege of my own.
It's Women Veterans Day.
And also World Day Against Child Labor.
Mm.
As it is your birthday, if you had to declare today also sort of national holiday of something else, what else would you want today to be remembered for?
Huh. You know, I mean, you're putting me on the spot. I mean, George Herbert Walker Bush, also, this is his birth anniversary.
Okay.
And one of the things he did multiple times later in his life on this day was parachute. So, I don't know. It could be skydiving day.
Sure. That worked. Would you ever?
You know, I eyed it up. I saw some folks are going to be doing it in September. I wouldn't rule it out.
All right. I feel like that's where I'm comfortable putting it as well. I could see the eeriness of it. Like, I know that if you are practicing, or like when you're starting, you're going down with someone else, and so it's just for the experience of it. It's unnerving. I can understand the barrier to entry there. It is a prospect falling so far and seeing the ground come up at you. Jumping out of an airplane in general.
The same things I think about with air flight, where they've told me from the earliest time, I think the first time I flew, like, I was 18 years old.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea of, like, you know what? There's a greater chance of an auto accident.
Yes, yeah.
And then, so I'm sure the statistics are really good. Mm-hmm. I guess I would find that comforting. And the thing is, I'm kind of cheap, kind of on the frugal side.
Sure.
And so I feel like, well, yeah, but I'm not going to pay that.
Yeah.
So I don't even know what it is. But, the Skydiving Club, we wish them the best. Let's get some tunes going here. Weather bottom of the hour. There's been only two Stephen Curtis Chapman songs. We've had The Great Adventure and No Better Place, but certainly, you know, any SC Squared songs we get between now and 9 would be welcome.
Sounds good.
There was a... I'll make sure I'm in the right one. Yes, okay, ready. Take two, ready? There was a hazmat scare at the Pentagon.
Turned out to be leftover meatloaf in the break room fridge that's been there since the Cold War.
You.
It is me. Yes, it's true. There was a hazmat scare inside the Pentagon.
Yeah, it turns out a $1 trillion defense budget still can't account for a guy reheating fish in the microwave.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
A study found teenagers should get 8 to 10 hours of sleep per night.
It has nothing to do with their health. It gives their phones a chance to recharge.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Conversely, experts now say infants should get up to 16 hours of sleep a day.
And new parents should get at least 3.
That should be enough.
And finally, on this Friday morning, a study found that pet owners tend to be fatter than non-pet owners.
It's tough to resist a handful of kibbles and bits every now and then.
There you go. Those are your headlines. Now you're all caught up.
Headlines for your Friday morning. You're listening to WWIB, where we are family. You were out of the studio for a moment when I was heading into the break there, and I said this afternoon instead of this morning. And realized how hard that is my instinct now. I got started at WWIB working Sunday mornings, and then I would fill in on the Whip Wake Up Show now and then. And now I'm so used to a couple years at this point on the afternoon drive that just feels more right to say that. It feels I have to sort of force myself to say mornings.
I have to say I've sat in for you on the drive at different points, although not recently. But yeah, that I know that same sense.
Yeah,
it's sort of these grooves get established in our brains, you know.
You're listening to the Whip Wake Up Show. As mentioned before, some interesting developments in the AI field, as we've been hearing plenty of in these recent days. But this one in particular caught my attention even in the many different headlines going on at any given time.
Yeah, according to The Guardian, tapping in a computer password while chatting over Zoom could open the door to a cyber attack after a study revealed that AI can work out which keys are being pressed by eavesdropping on the sound of the typing.
Scary stuff, at least in my mind. Experts say that as video conferencing tools such as Zoom have grown in use and devices with built-in microphones have become ubiquitous, the threat of cyber attacks based on sounds has also risen.
This sounds like something that you know would manifest in a TV show or a movie or
it's
something
some
like that.
It's sci-fi stuff for sure.
But this is actually real, right? Now researchers say that they've created a system that can work out which keys are being pressed on a laptop keyboard with more than 90% accuracy just based on sound recording. So how do you prevent that?
I don't know. I mean, my only thought would be keyboards that make less noise.
Well, mute. Yeah, I guess when you're zooming as much as possible, make sure you're muting.
I think really what it's going to be is just taking caution and... I don't know. Things like this, you can't take things for granted like that. If you're on a call with someone and you don't know who they are,
right,
you need to be careful. And here's just another way you can be careful. Yeah, mute yourself when you're typing in your passwords, or just don't engage at all with folks who are claiming to be someone you don't have confirmation that's who they are. Yeah. Wow. I mean, there's so much to say about AI in general. I remember it's a couple of years at this point. Our chief engineer, Pat, was talking about these sort of radio equipment conferences that he would go to and how much steadily more and more was just talking about AI tools that could just replace and sort of do different things. And
yeah,
he was saying he wasn't really interested in that. And he was wondering at what point other sort of stations in the area or beyond would embrace this, and if we didn't, if that would lead to some difference in quality. I mean, we've always been about, you know, personality-driven radio, and if that goes out of style, I have a feeling we'll stick to it nonetheless, and hopefully we'll have an audience for it.
It is a concern. I mean, we start to get into the creative field in terms of writing and scripting, and certainly in journalism, and so many professions. And the advice for kids going to school is find a job that AI is not going to take from you.
Yeah, I mean, speaking about kids in school, it's been an epidemic of kids using AI
that's a whole
write
other
papers
thing.
And stuff.
Yeah.
It is changing the education field. And honestly, my feeling is that we need to take a really concerted effort to make sure that kids' education isn't just getting spoiled by this technology that is kind of growing out of control.
Kind of feels like the genie's out of the bottle.
Yeah. But, I mean, there have been times, I think we just need to get used to it. We need to get used to it and also find ways to demystify it. This is not the end of everything. We are going to handle this, I think. We just need to get a move on of finding out what space this will actually occupy and making it clear that this will not replace people because it cannot replace people.
Yeah, I mean, just the idea, something as simple as the idea of an AI actor or actress, right?
Yes.
I mean, there was a whole controversy about that. And yet we've seen a number of songs reach the top of the charts. I know in the country field and maybe in CCM too, but I mean, I know in country a number of AI songs. And so
it's really funny you mentioned that. One of the stories that I was thinking about doing before I picked this one was about a tool that can detect AI music with 99.8% accuracy. You can hook it up to your streaming service and then you can know if what you're listening to is AI or not because of the epidemic of AI music showing up on streaming services.
It's a new world.
It is a new world. And we're just taking it one day at a time. Hey, music new and old you can find here on WWIB. If we're not sort of a representation of that generational divide and how we can come together one beat at a time to hopefully see a better tomorrow.
The Whip Wake Up Show on WWIB, where we are family. And Dawson, you're on the drive usually, and it's just kind of cruising down the river, a lot of tunes. But what are you finding with the Whip Wake Up Show? We've got news and sports and weather on WOGO and... do I run around here a little bit?
I was going to say, I think that the tone could be exemplified by the sort of running in and out that you were doing of the studio moments before you asked me that question.
It's kind of like a workout. It's kind of like a morning workout, which I enjoy. I really enjoy. It's kind of, you got the first 90 minutes and then Caleb and I, 7 to 9. But putting the best of the week together. And you and I had another segment, which I usually leave it all for Caleb. I'm doing that. But we've put it together. Here it is. The best of the week.
Hold. Just make sure I got it right. 610B, and then you want me to play.
610B is 46 seconds.
Yep.
And then that goes with what I put together previously, the BOTW 276.
So play that part first.
Ready, set. Yeah, 610B first.
We try to make a birthday wake-up call to our friend. We call him Birthday Bob because nobody submits more birthdays and anniversaries, both, to our wib.com/celebrations than our friend Bob Lindner celebrating his birthday in Rice Lake today. And we get this note from his daughters, Faith and Cecily. They say, good morning, Halwell. The Lindner family would like to extend our warmest birthday wishes to our Packer backer, Birthday Bob from Rice Lake, the Twin Cities, and the Windy City. Today, we're celebrating our dad's love for Jesus and his example of seeking the Lord and glorifying him. We appreciate our dad's heart for his family, his community, and his care for people from all walks of life. Pops is the biggest Mac Powell fan that we know. Would you please play Sing a Song from Third Day's Offerings 2 album in honor of his special.
That is awesome.
We do birthdays a little later, but I've already sent out a birthday greeting to the youngest of our 5 kids, Elena. Elena Joy Halverson, born on this day 21 years ago at like 12:30 at night on June 11th. And so we certainly aptly gave her the right middle name, Joy. She's full of joy, sweet and kind and special and thoughtful and has a heart for justice. What is this?
This is Roy from Eau Claire.
All right, Roy, fire away.
Well, I'm going to say opening a jar of jam from Avenue Orchard.
I love Avenue Orchard jams and jellies. I absolutely love them. They're so delicious.
And I love the fact they've introduced me. I never had jalapeno jelly until them. And once you taste that, you never want to go back.
The raspberry jalapeno is incredible. Oh, sorry. Okay, so we're gonna get talking a lot about jams and jellies from Avenue Orchard because they're delicious.
And because that's what it is, you win!
Oh, boy. Fantastic. It is indeed opening a jar of Avenue Orchard. This was jelly, actually. The last time Ronnie was in here, we were trying that along with his daughter, Misty, who comes up with a lot of these things with her mom, Shelly. And we thought, hey, that would be a lot of fun to record that. So we recorded that, and that's what the secret sound was, opening a jar of Avenue Orchard jelly. Congratulations. You're going to OneFest.
All right. Super.
The founder of OneFest, Heather Fleshinsky, is in with us.
Yeah, one-fest.com. We still have a few reserved seats left. Definitely generals and meet and greets and pit passes. All of that is all in the same spot. So just click either WWIB or one-fest.com and come find our ticket link.
There we go. Kind of a short, sweet, to the point. Best of the week, WWIB, the Wib Wake Up Show.